Now time for the business news, and the US has got too many people looking for work, according to US President Barack Obama. He was reacting to the latest jobs figures, which show the unemployment rate rose to 8.3% from 8.2% in June. July's hiring was the best since February, but despite the gains, the economy remains weak more than 3 years after economists declared the recession had ended in June 2009. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he hasn't taken a decision on whether to ask for outside financial help for his country's ailing economy. He says he won't do anything until the European Central Bank is clear on what measures it intends to take to tackle the Eurozone crisis. Analysts say a Spanish sovereign rescue package would seriously test the European Union's coffers. Spain is the fourth largest economy using the euro currency. And now time for the markets. When the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was up, as were the DAX and euro. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly and the Dow Jones is up strongly, while the S&P 500 is also up. And the Australian dollar is worth 105 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you 67 British pence and $1.28 New Zealand.